Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
In the case of the following WWE workers, upon diving into the wrestling juggernaut's hilariously unpredictable gimmick change machine, the utter mess that tumbled out of the other end can only be described as a serious backward step in hindsight. Gareth here from What Culture Wrestling, and here are the 10 biggest downgrades in WWE history. Number 10, Karrion Kross to Discount Gladiator. It's become arguably WWE's most depressingly long-running theme in recent times. But even with the knowledge of Vince McMahon's penchant for completely dismantling an unnecessarily diluting a winning NXT formula, fans were understandably under the impression that it would take a monumental piece of mishandling to screw up a dominant black and gold powerhouse tailor-made for the main roster. Or as Vinnie Mac saw it, challenge accepted. Gone were the bells and whistles and atmospheric presentation that helped build Karrion Kross into the indomitable NXT force he'd become over the course of his 18-month undefeated run as part of Triple H's baby. In his place was a stripped-back vanilla brute, shuffled straight into the mid-card with a tacky gladiator aesthetic. There was evidently an attempt to shamelessly market the former NXT champion as Monday Night Raw's resident Coliseum fighter. The shift fell flat on its ass from the get-go, and it was even rumored that Vinnie Mac was set to change up Kross's character once again before he was unceremoniously let go in November. Sounds like he dodged a bullet to me. Number 9, Chad Gable to Shoddy G. Finally being given some space to prove precisely why he has long been one of WWE's best kept secrets. No, not Buddy Matthews 2.0. The Chad Gable now seen shushing those filing in to watch the latest edition of Monday Night Raw showcases a star in his absolute element. Jumping back to the often dark times that were 2019 to 2020 though, and a worker who had once formed half of arguably the most promising up and coming tag team the company had seen in an age, found himself floundering in a gimmick that simply felt like a gross misuse of his undoubted talents. Decked out in a vest and dorky basketball shorts, the rechristened Shorty G because lol, he's not 7 foot tall, was a far cry from the electric former Olympian who looked destined to walk a similar path to that of Kurt Angle. Routinely acting as the butt of the unfunny jokes, it looked as though Gable's time in the company was all but certain to come to an end. But the opening of the Alpha Academy recruiting of an Otis, and the burial of all mentions of Baron Corbin's lazy height digs, at the one-of-a-kind technical master, has thankfully salvaged a one-time doomed performer. Number 8, Kane to Corporate Kane. Trying to remain a fresh and compelling face on the back of taking up a spot on WWE's active roster for the better part of 2 decades is no mean feat. And it's not uncommon for a legendary performer to simply stick to what they know in later life. In fairness to the current mayor of Knox County, at least the Big Red Machine tried to change things up a little towards the latter stages of his overexposed run on the main roster, yet to class his corporate makeover as an enthralling success would be a bit of a stretch. Sure, there were the odd flickers of fun in the form of Kane's demon and corporate personas being flirted between during his feud with then WWE World Heavyweight Champion Seth Rollins in 2015, but few will ever get over the image of this dulled down Glenn Jacobs bumping around a ring in trousers with a business trim. And WWE wisely made the decision to revert back to his demonic persona for the remainder of his work in between the ropes post Authority. Number 7, Nikki Cross to Nikki A.S.H. Provoking the sort of knee-jerk response that often accompanies a drastic WWE makeover that looks as though it tumbled straight out of Vinnie Mac's nutty 80s obsessed mind, the revelation of it actually being entirely Nikki Cross's idea to completely revamp her chaotic Ball of Fury character into an almost a superhero brought with it a slither of hope. Said hope was then emphatically squashed about 2 months on from the super gimmick's debut, as fans quickly rejected the squeaky clean underdog in favor of Rhea Ripley and Charlotte Flair laying into each other for a few more weeks. At a glance, the fact that now devious wannabe hero can boast a Raw Women's Championship, Money in the Bank briefcase win, and a Women's Tag Team Championship reign suggests the changeup has at least resembled a success for the often overlooked talent. But Cross's new spot alongside the likes of Tamina and Dana Brooke and the rest of the 24/7 title brigade on Raw more accurately reflects just how much of a backward step this effort to get the younger generation on board actually has been. Number 6, Chavo Guerrero to Kerwin White. Oh, Chavo. His recent and largely forgettable wander into the All Elite universe may come across as an all-out failure to some, but it looks like a damn career highlight when held up against the jaw-dropping decision to strip away the heritage that instantly carved him out as a highly respected in-ring worker and replace it with a golf cart, bleach blonde hair, and a newfound love of all things white. Yep, it's as bad as it sounds. What makes matters worse was the fact that on top of being forced to utter phrases such as, if it's not white, it's not right, Guerrero also found himself being decked out in the embarrassing middle-class America Kerwin White getup during the tragic tribute show dedicated to his fallen uncle Eddie Guerrero a few months later. Thankfully, WWE had the sense to drop the tone-deaf gimmick shortly after, but that still hasn't erased some of the most questionable beats Chavo ever had the misfortune of bringing to life on a WWE stage.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Number 5, Dudley Boy to Reverend D-Von. Reverend D-Von's short detour into singles competition on SmackDown in the wake of WrestleMania 18 did at least open the door for a certain animal to make his first few imprints on the WWE landscape. Aside from Big Day's introduction, though, just about everything that made up the former Dudley Boy's lazily designed angry pastor gimmick resulted in a flop out of the gates. Any character who can boast highlights such as blasting a live crowd for indulging in masturbation was hardly ever going to immortalize itself as one of Vinnie Mac's most inspired creations. Hilarious to the boss, yeah, no doubt, but an embarrassing misstep all the same. Again, clearly sensing there was little left to explore in a shift that was almost instantly tired, D-Von was ultimately betrayed by Batista en route to reuniting with his trusty Bubba down the road. Number 4, Owen Hart to the Blue Blazer. It sits as a heartbreaking double whammy that the iconic Owen Hart's career was not only cut tragically short in 1999, but that his last moments came whilst under the guise of the Blue Blazer. Ever the generational professional, Owen did everything in his power to get over the bumbling blue superhero shtick that he first brought into being back in the late 80s. But away from the odd admittedly entertaining backstage promo involving Hart refusing to declare Val Venus's last name because of what it rhymed with, to class this comedic change in direction away from the masterful technician and Hart family member work that had put him on the map in the first place as an upgrade would be fanciful thinking at best. Owen's respected legacy whilst decked in the Hart family's black and pink will finally be honoured in the Land of All Elite this year. But you can pretty much guarantee next to no mention of this slapstick last hurrah of a gimmick will be made over the course of either gripping tournaments. Number 3, War Raiders to Viking Raiders. Not exactly getting off to the most effective of starts upon finally being drafted up to the main roster, one-time NXT Tag Team Champions War Raiders saw themselves typically transform into a fully-fledged Viking experience overnight, before Vinnie Mac and the gang saw the understandable social media backlash to yet more unnecessary tampering. A week later, said think tank name was swapped into a finishing capacity, and Eric and Ivar were christened the Viking Raiders as developmental fans clenched their fist and arses at the thought of what was to come for a unit who had waged electric war on the black and gold brand. Sure enough, despite still putting in gripping shifts for men of their size and trying their utmost to make Viking lemonade out of the main roster's usual brand of rotting lemons, the terrifying twosome were reduced to a comedy double act more excited about the thought of besting the Street Profits in a bowling showdown than establishing themselves as the most dominant team in the land. Injuries, of course, haven't helped, but the sight of the former Hanson and Rowe being entirely overlooked at this year's show of shows once again highlights just how far their stock has fallen in recent times. Number 2, Cody Rhodes to Stardust. Reliving the absolute American nightmare that was Cody Rhodes' last real stint inside of the sports entertainment giant proves that even the most painful of professional wounds can find a way to heal themselves over time. Going from being presented as the talented offspring of the highly respected Dusty Rhodes, exuding arrogant charm in his dashing day, and showing flickers of a more menacing and sadistic edge in his clear mask undashing era, Rhodes' reward for his steady evolution into becoming a reliable and often entertaining WWE act was as disheartening as it was ultimately catastrophic for the company in the long run. Lumping Cody with a Goldust 2.0 gimmick, the eventual AEW EVP never shied away from his utter disdain towards McMahon's attempts to make Stardust a thing, blasting the enigmatic splatter of face paint as a effing space clown later down the road. Said this enchantment with WWE on the back of this character change would result in Cody calling it quits, and eventually setting an all-elite ball of competition in motion, of course. And even with WWE swallowing their pride and bowing to Rhodes' demands of never uttering that star-faced menace's name again, upon re-signing with McMahon's circus, Cody's WWE legacy, pun definitely intended, will forever come equipped with a sparkly blotch. Number 1, Elias to Ezekiel. Whilst many will be quick to fall back on the laughable adage of wait and see how it plays out, folks, when it pertains to the one-time audience provoker returning on the Raw after WrestleMania 38, minus his trusty instrument or grizzled fur, recent history suggests that this train of thought often leads to a full-blown derailment later down the line. Even at this early stage, the identity shenanigans involving Ezekiel or Elias, depending on who is being interviewed backstage on Monday Night Raw, feel as ill-thought-out as they are largely unfunny, with even the mighty Kevin Owens struggling to get over the supposed hilarity of everyone but him being convinced about the arrival of the Drifter's apparent brother. Sure, WWE do at least appear to be in on the joke a little this time around, even posting a photo of Elias posing next to his faux sibling on Instagram as a way of riling up KO. However, if the endgame here is to finally transform Elias slash Ezekiel into a star capable of captivating a crowd inside of the squared circle, as much as he once did while sat on a stool, he can't imagine that having the string-plucking menace slap on a fake beard and flirt between his two current personas over the course of 3 dull hours is going to finally catapult him into main event contention. But you never know, if we wait and see how it does play out long enough, Elias might just grow his beard back for realsies and go back to popping the crowd with his routinely entertaining strumming sessions. That sounded dreadful. Sorry.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.